Your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Will the country that supplies the most steel and aluminum to the U.S. be exempt? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Canada may avoid the tariffs President Trump insists must be imposed to protect American industries. Fox's John Decker is live at the White House.
President Trump said he'll meet with industry executives to discuss formally imposing tariffs. The president tweeting, looking forward to 3:30 p.m. meeting today at the White House. We have to protect and build our steel and aluminum industries while at the same time showing great flexibility and cooperation toward those that are real friends and treat us fairly on both trade and the military. The White House has said countries like Canada and Mexico may receive exemptions. Dave?
John, Florida Governor Rick Scott has a tough decision to make whether to sign a gun and school safety bill that includes a provision he's against.
I've been clear. I'm going to read the bill. I'm going to talk to parents. I've been clear. I don't believe we ought to be arming teachers.
The bill state lawmakers approved will also raise the age for buying rifles to 21 and impose a three-day waiting period this 3 weeks after the massacre at the high school in Parkland. In Birmingham, Alabama, police are calling a high school shooting yesterday an accident, but a bullet did kill a 17-year-old student.
This is someone's daughter, someone's niece, someone's best friend.
Mayor Randall Woodfin. Police won't say yet who brought the gun or what happened. Sources tell the Birmingham News a boy was showing it off when it discharged. There's a lot of plowing and shoveling in the Northeast. Some areas got more than 2 feet of snow.
I'm sick of it. I was sick of it after the first storm.
He's in Massachusetts. Hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses are without power. Pennsylvania to Maine. Some never got it back after last week's storm. A dog in Virginia is now locked up at a pound. The day after the pet, described as a large shepherd type, mauled an 8-day-old baby while she lay in a bassinet. The little girl died at a hospital hours later. The Lee County Sheriff's Office is looking into possibly filing charges. Fox News, fair and balanced.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Daryl is hired with Indeed.
Nothing has been this simple, this easy, and this effective.
Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
The acting director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement supports the U.S. Attorney General suing California over new sanctuary state laws, Tom Homan just told Fox.
It's more than just an enforcement issue. More people are going to die trying to come into this country because they think they can get to a state or a city where they're going to be shielded from immigration enforcement. It's wrong on many different levels.
Attorney General Sessions says California is unconstitutionally hindering federal agents.
What Jeff Sessions said is simply not true.
Democratic California Governor Jerry Brown.
Nothing stops the federal government from coming to a jail. The release records are public. There's nothing stops a sheriff who runs the jails to working with ICE. There's nothing in the law that prevents ICE from working in our prisons and working with our Department of Corrections.
An Oklahoma man is not getting a big welcome home from his wife, who for days thought he was abducted and being held hostage.
It's not exactly Ocean's 11, but the story of Jonathan Michael Davis's arrest does include a casino and reports of broken fingers. Davis had been missing for 3 days when his wife reported it, saying she'd been getting text messages from his phone, supposedly from his captor, demanding ransom money. One message even included a photo of a broken finger and the threat of breaking more of them until the money was put in a PayPal account. Police in Tulsa say Davis not only faked his own kidnapping, but his cell phone was tracked to the River Spirit Casino. That's where officers found him gambling, alone, at a table. That's where he was sending the ransom texts from. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
This news just out on the labor market showing first-time jobless claims rose last week from a 48-year low. Up 21,000 to 231,000. Tomorrow we'll get the monthly jobs and unemployment report. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising before the opening bell in 25 minutes. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast, National Weather Service. How did you sell 2-cup Cardinal tickets in the news time?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what's going on with the news, you can tell me.
Did you slide the card?
He did.
And it went that fast?
Yeah.
It worked that well?
I'm so glad we got that iPad.
We got the little, what's the thing called?
Yeah,
square.
Square.
The square.
Makes it so easy.
A person got in and out during the Fox News and got 2 Cardinal Cup tickets. Good for them.
Right. So, welcome aboard.
I think we're halfway sold out. This is the earliest we've ever had this many sales. It's Saturday. People can go May 5. So good, but I'm going to sell out. And if you want to go on that game, May 5th, Cubs-Cardinals, you probably ought to make a move on that.
I forgot to ask Ken if he's Cubs or Cardinals, because sometimes we lean to the blue when we go down to Bush.
Mm-hmm. See, now you sound like the Lanfair coach.
Exactly.
You sound like the Springfield.
Come on, Lanfair. Cardinal fans, ring it.
Wow. I didn't trash talk you.
Exactly.
Meaning?
All right, sunshine
today. I mean, it's just because the Cubs are going to go 162-0. Doesn't mean you have to brag about
okay,
it.
Okay, he's holding up. I can't tell if he's Cubs or Cardinals, but he's excited to be going. So.
Cub fan or Cardinal fan? Do we know?
And he's pointing to
Cardinals.
Cardinals.
That's
okay.
What I'm talking about, sir. Yes, Cardinal fan right there. That's a good job. What's his name?
Ken.
Ken,
so.
We want you in the front of the bus, my friend.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
I like popping in the baseball-themed movies. I just love the Peoria charter buses. And someone to throw out the first pitch.
Yeah, somebody's going to get a throw out there. Maybe it'll be Ken.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Who knows? I don't know.
Sunshine, 36 our high, 22 our low, 42 the high tomorrow with some clouds as we wrap up the week. 47, partly cloudy on Saturday. Currently 23 on ESPN 93.5.
Now, I don't claim to have a handle on everything we talk about, and this is one of them. Designers envision robots helping chronically ill children. Can a robot have a better bedside manner than a doctor? A humanoid robot packed with the latest technology can certainly spend more time with the child in the hospital.
Yeah. I mean, when you think kids use the iPad and, you know, they'll watch a Dora video and then they'll, you know, play checkers or whatever.
I think
racing cars.
One thing that took me back and kind of made me go, what, is that Gracie's visited some pediatrics in hospitals and there's nobody there, like nobody. And usually if kids are there, somebody's there with them. I mean, a lot. Anyway, so you might have a need for a humanoid if there's nobody there mm-hmm. that can sit with them. But there's more with this whole artificial intelligence. It's very iRobot-y to me, but I don't quite understand. I mean, do we want humanoids that can feel? And I don't know. Where are we going to be with all this? Anyway, they've been doing this big research study at the University of Kansas School of Architecture and Design. It's an Overland Park based. It's a class from Overland Park, but they've been collaborating with Sprint and SoftBank Robotics, which is an arm of Sprint's Tokyo based parent company. So they've been working robots. We've heard about that. We've heard about we got driving. You know. Self-driving cars now that are going to probably be mainstream in the next 5 or 10 years, I would think. But we want to talk about where we're going with all this. Chairman of Urology and Chief of Robotic Surgery at Lenox Hill Hospital, New York City, Fox News Health Medical A-Team. It's Dr. David Sumati. I'm trying to put my arms around this, David. I don't quite understand where we are with robots and kids and humanoids. Are we really getting to that point where we can envision an iRobot kind of a thing?
I think it's coming, and I think you're going to see them in our healthcare. And I think the timing for this is actually pretty good. Remember, when we talked about all these Obamacares and the fact that, you know, we're going to bring in so many people on healthcare, with the shortage of doctors. One of the things we spoke on Fox was about, you know, you're going to cut down on the quality of the patient care. So bringing these robots, especially in places such as, like, for kids, pediatrics, oncology, kids that are, you know, have chronic illness, they are in a room by themselves, they are anxiety, depression kicks in, they're lonely, they're not around their kids. Having these robots that are going to be their companion is going to be a big deal. Now, you would think, like, are we going to replace the nurses with these robots? The robots that we're using right now, for example, I've been doing using robots in our operating room for prostate cancer surgery for many years. That type of robot is different because I do the surgery, the movements goes to the robot, and it becomes very precise and precision and accurate, and we do the operation. This particular robot is really very smart. It has, it can recognize facial eye movements. It can recognize facial movements, can recognize sadness, your mood. And a lot of this information can be used to give it to doctors. They would know, for example, what's going on with their patients. They check the vital signs, you know, and I think as we doctors, we spend less and less time with the patients. The nurses are overwhelmed with all the healthcare issues. This could be an addition, not to replace our doctors or nurses, but could be a real good addition to help patients, kids like this. And I also see this, by the way, going to nursing home, you know, on the other side of life where you have elderly who really can't speak, they're in the nursing home for a long time. Why not having these companions, people that can get a lot of data, their vital signs, and I can look at my iPhone and find out, for example, patient X is doing well or not, et cetera. So this is a big deal.
Well, I mean, even people that are elderly that live alone at home, I mean, a companion, they don't want a dog or a cat, they get a robot. Do you ever envision, Dr. Samadi, that these humanoids, these robots can ever feel emotion, things like that?
I think we are a long way to get to that point. But, you know, I never say never in this field. Things that has happened in our life, in our professional career, has really revolutionized the world of surgery. 20 years ago, when I was telling you that I sit 20 feet away from the patient, and as I move my hands, the instruments move inside the patient's abdomen, you would have thought either the guy is crazy or this is impossible. So, you know, I foresee that these robots getting more and more sophisticated. Now you can open your iPhone with just looking at it and the facial recognition. So we're getting smarter. And I think as these robots start to, like, really feel emotion, see the eye movement of the kid, recognize sadness, et cetera, and do something about it by alerting doctors, et cetera, this is a major advancement. And the technology will always continue to improve. And I think the whole concept is to really, like, improve the quality of care for these kids. Imagine these kids that are in the hospital for leukemia, lymphoma, and they're missing 4 or 6 months of their school. They have robots in the classroom that can transmit the entire education to these kids while they're in the hospital. They can ask questions. If the blue light goes up on the robot in the classroom, that means the kid from the hospital wants to ask a question. That's just amazing. It brings, you know, that whole world to them. And there are also going to be a lot of secrets, you know, with bullying and peer pressure and things like that, that you may or may not want to tell your parents or other people, that you can discuss with the robot, and that information can go to the doctors.
Doctor, you said discuss. So the robot's going to, like, oh, I don't feel good, I'm so sorry. I mean, they're going to talk back.
As we see a lot of technology coming from Amazon, and you can basically ask for anything you want, and it's going to give you that information. We're just on a segue to bigger and better quality robots in the future. So stay tuned for further iRobots in your house.
I'm just mesmerized by what you're saying. I cannot believe. I mean, shoot, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, I was shocked by how the microwave worked, and now you're talking about humanoids. This is unbelievable. It really is.
We've come a long way.
We've come
a long way.
RoboticOncology.com. Yeah. People can learn more. RoboticOncology.com. Is that where they would find you?
Exactly.
David, I really appreciate your time. Good luck with all this.
Anytime.
It's fascinating.
Thank you very much.
Dr. David Samadi out in New York City is the chairman of urology, chief of robotic surgery. So envision a companion that sits at the nursing home with the poor man or woman that never gets a visitor. Is that? I think that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody they can talk to that talk back, or get me something. Wow.
I know. It. You know, you don't want to trust it, but it is a good idea.
I'm going to trust a driverless car. I'll trust it.
You would?
I would totally do that. Now, I'd probably sit in a driver's seat for a while, make sure we're good. And then as you gain trust going, you know, done this 100 times, feel pretty good, 100 for 100, let's sit in the back seat. I'll go to work. I'd totally do that. Now, he was talking about doing the surgery, but the robot's helping with the surgery. I was a little unclear on that. He's over here and 20 feet away. The robot's doing the surgery, but he's got his hands doing it. I need to see more on that one because I didn't know that was happening. So a robotic arm is making the incision? Is that what I'm hearing? I think that's what he said. Wow. I am so behind on my robotics. I must get my robotic magazine subscription going again. I mean, no, if you never saw Will Smith and iRobot, a little creepy, but I don't know how far away we are.
You're right.
From all of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, feeling and making decisions and things like that, we're a little bit of a leap there. But, I mean, we're already asking Alexis to get whatever, turn on the bath water. I think you can probably do that. It's crazy. Here we go. Sports headlines.
National Hockey League has Carolina at Chicago to take on the Blackhawks, and the St. Louis Blues will go to San Jose. NBA action last night, Utah over the Pacers 104-84. Bulls beat Memphis 119-110. Locally, Mohammed Seymour lost to Springfield Southeast. That final was 59-45 in the Class 3A sectional semifinals. But Coach Chad Benedict, very proud of the Bulldogs, and everyone is. Way to go, Mohammed Seymour. It was a great season. Oklahoma State over Oklahoma U, 71-60. Sweating it out on Selection Sunday. Louisville over Florida State. Cardinals win the Atlantic Coast Conference title. NCAA reports revenue of $1.1 billion for their fiscal year, releasing the information for their nonprofit.
But what would be wrong with a humanoid in every house of a woman who lives alone, a man who lives alone? I'm falling and I can't get up would be by the wayside.
Yeah.
You wouldn't need that. And then if this
Paul says, what if they could empty the bedpans?
Well, I'm sure we could probably get that done.
Yeah.
And then what if they're able to check vitals by looking at you? What if they're able to contact 911 if you fall down? I mean, this just opens up a lot. And can I buy stock in something like
that? Do you ever get, like, nervous when that cuff is taking your blood pressure? Like, is it going to go too far?
Squeeze your arm off?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like that. But you see the new thermometers now. You just touch the forehead.
I know.
What?
And seconds later, they
touch the forehead. I need to get me. I mean, it's a Walgreens. I mean, it's available.
I know it.
How does that work? And so now we're talking about, think about how many robots would be in homes. I would say everybody in the nursing home would have their own, even if they have Alzheimer's, is somebody to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
And the robot would just be somebody. And it,
is their mind active? Play some checkers.
And again, then you get down to, whoa, how much does this cost? It's got to cost a lot. I didn't ask that question. But I mean, early on, you know, big TVs always cost more at the beginning, and then they come down. But it's just a world I am so unfamiliar with. Robotic Oncology is a website. And you can, just can't believe you can actually have somebody sitting by the. There's a lot of lonely people out there that would probably enjoy somebody to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
You can get in a situation in your life where you don't talk to anybody. Nobody's calling. You got nothing on the schedule. And you're alone. There's a lot of uses I could see for this thing. He mentioned nursing homes like 10 seconds after I thought about it. I said, wait a minute. There's a lot of people in the nursing homes that love somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
Okay, the ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looking good. Sunny and breezy right now. Today's high 36, down to 22 tonight. 42 with more clouds tomorrow, down to 26. Up to 47, down to 27 come Saturday at Memorial Stadium. At 9 o'clock, they've got their donut dash. And then the polar plunge comes at noon. We still haven't heard at Memorial Stadium how the polar plunge to benefit Special Olympics is going to go down, whether they're doing a kiddie pool or a slip and slide. How is that working? But to benefit Special Olympics, it's all good. And again, that's happened Saturday, and the weather looks great. Right now, we're 24 on ESPN 93.5.
Attempted bomb at high school, ISIS-related. Have you heard anything about that? Attempted bomb at a high school. Why hasn't there been much coverage on somebody that actually tried to, and had it detonated, it would have killed people? They caught it before. A little more on this. Maybe it's because it's in Utah. Nobody knows where Utah is. I don't know. But that seems like a pretty big story.
I would think.
820.
Business Network. President Trump is set to sign off on stiff tariffs on steel and aluminum imports this week. Many investors are concerned the tariffs will start a trade war. Now, the White House says that close allies like Canada and Mexico will be exempted at least at the beginning. Health insurance company Cigna is buying the pharmacy benefit manager Express Scripts for more than $50 billion in cash and stock. Express Scripts is a middleman between insurers and drug makers. This is the latest in a series of deals in the healthcare industry. It's International Women's Day. To honor the occasion, McDonald's is turning its golden arches upside down to form a W across the chain's digital channels. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
Friends, are you taking Viagra for ED? Well, you could be paying too much. Now you can take Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, for just $2 per tablet. $2 for a 20-milligram tablet, saving $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering Sildenafil to your doorstep. Go to MarleyGenerics.com. That's M-A-R-L-E-Y, MarleyGenerics.com. Or call 1-800-452-1760. That's 1-800-452-1760.
Austin just came in here and showed me a video of Boston Dynamics. And it looked like dog, kind of a robotic dog coming to a door and backing up. And then another robotic dog comes in and a little arm comes out and opens the door. That's kind of creepy. I didn't think I liked that. I didn't know. I need to...
Food for thought today.
I mean, you want some little mechanical thing opening your door? Yeah, right?
If I'm having trouble.
Yeah, that's good. But you know how this goes. People abuse stuff, right?
Right.
And you use it for purposes it's not supposed to be useful.
Right, and so. All of a sudden now we don't have fingerprints on stuff because robot helped us break in.
Why wouldn't we get into robotic soldiers? Right? Send them into battle. They can fire a AK-47.
Mm-hmm. Well, in Avatar we had the, pretty much.
There you go.
With the armor.
Boy, things you learn on this darn show. 359-2255, any thoughts about, besides emptying bedpans? And again, I just flash back to some things, in 1987 I gave away a cell phone. It didn't have any wires, and I just couldn't believe how cool that was. So, and as we go, it seems to be compounding and going faster.
Yeah.
Stuff's happening quicker because it seems to be compounding and doubling up. In 1898, which was only like 120 years ago, and in the grand scheme of mankind, that's not that long ago. We didn't have anything. I mean, I guess we just had electricity come through, thanks, Tom. And then you just kind of horses, and the Wright brothers did that thing, and it's just unbelievable. I mean, the time we live in, ridiculous.
So I'm hearing that there's a portable pool from the firefighters that is typically set up in E14 on our...
All right.
Okay, robotics encompass much more than the Hollywood-style robot that we think about. They've been doing surgery through robotics across the world for a while, I believe. There's also robots that you can buy for your family on Amazon now. Was the text.
I heard about the Rumba. Doesn't that vacuum all the time? That's all I got on the robot scene. I am so out of the loop. I need to get versed in this because obviously it's coming.
Maybe they can protect students. Was texted.
Well,
in.
Why wouldn't you have your own? I'm talking. Go see the darn movie. iRobot. You just have your own iRobot walking with you. And then what? I don't know. Okay. Well, then you could have your robot program to go steal money out of that bank. See? Good and bad.
I'm sure none of this is cheap.
Well, I'm sure it isn't, but things always become affordable as they become normal. I don't know. 10 years, we're going to be thinking no biggie? I don't know. Okay, this this male high school student that's been arrested in St. George, Utah. Apparently, he was putting together a weapon of mass destruction and was kind of a ISIS wannabe. St. George Police Department officers, this is a few days ago, believe the suspect connected to some vandalism at other high schools. But they said what he had in his backpack, if detonated, could have caused injuries and deaths. Have you heard anything about this story?
I haven't. When someone texted in, it doesn't fit the liberal media agenda.
Well, it's not guns, it's a bomb.
Right.
Okay. Now, it can't be that, right? It could not possibly be because it's not on the agenda. And it's not part of the argument that says banning guns isn't necessarily going to stop all this. Because this guy had a backpack full of explosives.
A warrant of the that served at the male juvenile's home found items consistent with the materials used to build the device.
But it's a little eerie how in this, in light of damage at schools and killings, that a guy who has a bomb, you don't hear about it? It's not a story? Or is it because it's in Utah? And very few live in Utah? I don't know. It got me.
I'm seeing the ISIS on the side of the school, it looks like.
Yeah,
some
that was
graffiti.
I think that was the other school that he vandalized, and then he said ISIS is coming or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then had that. And sadly, there are plenty of resources that are accessible to all kinds of crazy people to build explosives, like the Boston Marathon bombers had, what, a pressure cooker kind of thing?
Mm.
All right, 8:26. We're going to break for our news here and be right back. We're going to Jordan Goodman, our friend, a liberal guy, but he's a good guy. And he's going to talk about this Gary Cohn leaving and Wall Street and stuff. We'll talk a few minutes about some of the markets, and a little rattled, but still overall pretty darn good since the election of Donald Trump, up 6,000 points plus. So what's Jordan E. Goodman think? Really personal finance guy. He'll be next. It's ESPN 93.5. When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster. Serve Pro at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077. On the web at Serve Pro of Champaign, like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Dan Le Batard and Stu Gatz.
Well, what the hell happened to baseball, Bo? Like, you don't care about baseball the way you did. I don't care about it. It seems like everyone in our audience, or I feel like a lot of people in our audience, have probably had the same experience with baseball as if you're of a certain age. That was the sport I loved the most, and then it wasn't.
And it's not like we don't. It's not like how we actually feel about baseball has changed, because if we go back and talk about old baseball, we get right back to where we were, right? Like, I got into an argument. I have a semi-annual argument about Griffey and Bonds on Twitter. I have it at least twice a year, and we get all right into it. Everybody comes right back, and I feel like if I take those same people and I say, let's talk about Mike Trout, we're not there. And it's so bizarre. I don't understand how it happened.
Anybody? Any of you guys? Because Guillermo's still a baseball fan. Chris is still a baseball fan. Mike has had the same exact experience that me and Bo have had.
This tax season, AutoZone has everything your car needs. And now those parts and supplies come with more savings when you sign up for the AutoZone Rewards Program. You'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. And right now, get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or Synthetic High Mileage and an STP Extended Life Filter for $28.99. Or upgrade to a Mobil 1 filter for $3 more. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now. Without the contract or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
It's just mind-boggling to know the developments and the advances we make in science and technology. And the incredible good that they can do, but, you know, every time you have something good, there's always something bad because there's bad people.
Mm-hmm.
They utilize the good that was supposed to be good, and then they utilize it for bad. So.
And there's been some chiming in at 359-2255. Yep. Jibbo, the world's first social robot for the home, and an article you can read after the show, Stevie J.
Okay. All right.
So,
all right, what is it?
Jibbo, G-I-B-O.
Jibbo.
Something you want to, or J-I-B-O. Sorry.
Jibbo is a social robot. So that would be the one that would talk to me if I'm by myself.
I think so.
Okay.
And also a text in with a picture of Emerson on TV promoting the Polar Plunge as the ambassador, talking about the Donut Dash and the like that's happening near Memorial Stadium
awesome.
On Saturday.
We love Special Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to check our news and come back. Jordan Goodman, a little bit on the markets and finance for a few moments. That'll be next. It's the Jeremy Warner program coming up. Big recruiting weekend for basketball. Large. More on that and Illinois football spring, all just ahead after 9 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump is expected this afternoon to formally order new tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. We're told some details are still being worked out, with some countries possibly being exempted. Fox's John Roberts at the White House.
The politics of this are very unusual. You've got some Democrats who are against it. You've got a lot of Republicans who are against it. But then you've got some Democrats from industrial production states that are in lockstep with the president here.
The European Union is expected to respond with new tariffs on American products. There's a lot of snow to be shoveled or plowed in the Northeast, more than 2 feet in some places. North Caldwell, New Jersey, Mayor Joe Alessi is telling people there,
stay home and, you know, don't go out unless you absolutely have to.
As of this morning, more than 1 million homes and businesses were without power from Maryland to Maine. And this was after a windy storm last week that had already knocked out power in some of these places. Fox News, we report, you decide.
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality service is standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana.
Hey, parents. Have your kids spend this summer at the Champaign County Forest Preserve District. There's a variety of day camps to choose from at Lake of the Woods Forest Preserve or Homer Lake Forest Preserve. Are they interested in nature or finding out what it was like to live on the Grand Prairie? Check out the Discovery Garden or hit the links at Lake of the Woods Golf Course. Let your kids get closer to nature this summer. Online registration begins March 1st at ccfpd.org. That's ccfpd.org.
I am just so shocked. I can barely speak. I just saw on the TV another pillow commercial that was not my pillow.
What?
It was a competitor. How dare they? called Priceless Pillow. It's the only other pillow commercial I've ever seen in my life. Okay. My pillow spends $9,000 million. It's amazing.
I want it.
But why? Because you don't sleep on it.
Better.
Right. That's the problem. It might not be a very good pillow, but you want to try
it
because
just lent the idea
sleeping
of
exactly
sleeping better.
So I need to get on there and pound a pillow and said it's your pillow.
Exactly.
Yourpillow.com. That's what I'm going
to
do.
My pillow.
Yeah, I'm not going to be so selfish. Here you go, ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
24 with the sunshine now. Mostly sunny today with a high 36 expected. 22 hour low tonight. Northwesterly winds up to 22 miles per hour. More clouds tomorrow with a high 42, low 26, 47. Partly sunny on Saturday. 24 now.
Could be a bumpy ride for Wall Street. I mean, mind, we've had a little bumps here over the last 4 weeks. U.S. and world markets react to sudden departure of Trump economic advisor Gary Cohn. Cohn, a darling of Wall Street, was considered a stabilizing force within the White House, but a recent rift over proposed tariffs on imported steel and aluminum had triggered his departure. I suggested maybe it's to get a better NAFTA deal. Now, as somebody on radio with us yesterday say, maybe it should be surgical, where you exclude people like Canada because they send us a lot of steel and you don't want to hit your friends. So there's been a lot of people, 107 GOP have come out and asked the president to reconsider straight-up tariffs on everybody. Well, here's somebody that has an opinion on this, our good friend Jordan E. Goodman. Jordan, how are you?
Great to be with you again, Stevie.
Nice to have you. Okay, what's your read?
It's a bad thing if these go ahead. We'd get into a retaliatory trade war. The Europeans and Canadians and Mexicans are already looking at how they can get back at us if we put these trade tariffs in effect. They're very broad. Maybe there could be some that would be very narrow, aimed at the bad actors, China particularly. But the way Trump has put, and he's talking about doing them today at 3:30, 25% on steel across the board, 10% on aluminum across the board. Last night he said maybe he'll give a 30-day exemption to Canada and Mexico if they give in to what he wants in NAFTA. And the Canada and Mexico immediately said, we're not negotiating with a gun to our heads, so that's probably not going to work either.
Okay, all right. And there are 107 Republicans, I think, that have come out and asked the president to reconsider.
They had a letter, correct.
So
correct.
How
this is very much against the Republican orthodoxy,
yeah,
which
right.
is free trade.
And so what's the solution here to get better trade deals? If you were to call Donald President Trump today and said, Mr. President, here's what you do if you don't want this imbalance.
Targeted tariffs.
Okay.
And give people a chance. I mean, I think Chinese dump aluminum, for being an example, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But just aim it at China. Don't aim it at the entire world, which is what he's doing here.
Well, what if China... What
we're
would
hitting
China,
our allies.
China would retaliate. China would retaliate, right?
Well, they might. But, I mean, that maybe is a battle worth going after.
Okay.
But that's not what he's doing. He's doing it across the entire country, across the entire world, as opposed to targeted. And I think even the Republican letter said that. It said, okay, maybe targeted tariffs where there's really bad actors would be appropriate. But that's not what he's proposing.
Well, maybe he's doing this to get a better NAFTA than target, and maybe it's all kind of a ploy. And at 325, he said, all right, we're going to do NAFTA a different way, but I'm going to target it to China. Maybe he'll do it.
Yeah, well, he's done that before. I mean, he's negotiating trade deals the way he does real estate deals, you know, trying to get a better deal on a, you know, elevators in his hotels or something.
Well, he got a better deal from Boeing. He got a better deal from Boeing, didn't he? I mean, got new planes for $1.4
billion.
He did.
He did. So, you know, that,
listen,
I mean, he leaves a lot of damage in his wake.
We're in uncharted waters here. I mean, we've not had a president like
right.
Donald Trump. And so people to predict, I get a kick out of these midterms and all the polling. I said, what the heck did polling mean? It didn't mean anything on November 8th.
Correct.
Right? So I don't think anybody has a clue what's coming. I think that's the bottom line. And the markets are still hanging, right? I mean, we were due for a correction, weren't we?
Well, yes, we had a 10% correction. Yes, we were due for that. But, I mean, the moment that he announced the tariffs a week ago, the markets plunged on that because they were surprised by it. And then when Cohn said he was going to resign, because he was the last kind of reasonable voice in the Oval Office, when he resigned, the markets plunged on that. Now they've come back a little bit because maybe they're going to soften these tariffs a little bit, like the exemption on Canada and Mexico. But I think if these actually go into effect, which is what he's talking about doing today at 3:30, then I think it could hurt because we're immediately going to get retaliatory tariffs from Europe and Canada and China and all kinds of other places. The last time we did this, Stevie, was the 1930s. There were these tariffs called the Smoot-Hawley Act, which we passed to protect our industry. Other nations around the world immediately retaliated, and we got something called the Depression.
Mm.
Okay, that was not a good deal.
I remember that whole Smoot I don't remember it, but I remember reading about that. Yeah, that might not have worked so well. I've determined, Jordan, that you and I probably don't agree philosophically on a whole bunch, but I do like you, and I think you're a really smart guy, so it's fun to have you on.
Well, that's good.
It's fun to have you on. All right, so...
I'm always glad to get emails, by the way. Your listeners always send me emails. Moneyanswers.com is my website. I love to help your listeners.
Moneyanswers.com, and you hear from Central Illinois, do you?
I do. Yeah. Every time I'm on with you, they want to get better deals on their mortgages and credit cards and investments and all kinds of things. So I'd love to help you folks.
You're the one throwing out your email. Not my fault, my friend. MoneyAnswers.com. Money Answers, you said? MoneyAnswers.com?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
All right, Jordan. Well, we'll see. So any projections on the way forward on the market? Do you think it'll kind of hang, kind of go up, go down? I mean, just the same what we're seeing here, kind of volatility?
I think they are going to impose the tariffs, and I think there is going to be retaliatory tariffs from around the world, and I think it's going to hurt the markets. I think right now we're kind of wait and see, but Trump is very, very, what's the word, resolute about moving ahead with these things, no matter what people say to him.
But he's
and
also,
now that Gary Cohn's not going to be in the room, there's going to be nobody in the room saying, don't do this.
But he also, I think he understands the other side, and he's pretty smart. So I don't know. I'm not sold that he's going to go and say, oh, gosh, what a surprise. They're retaliating. I mean, when you play chess, you move more than two moves ahead. So I don't know.
Yeah, well, what he's been saying in his tweets is it's easy to win trade wars. I don't know any trade war anybody has ever won at all, never mind making it easy. So, no, this is not easy. This is not like banging down your vendor when you're, you know, trying to get supplies for new building. You can always go to another vendor. There's not another China. There's not another Europe. There's not another Canada. You've got to deal with who's there. You can't fire them if you don't like what they do.
I know,
it's
but
a different situation than being a real estate developer.
You need the USA. You do need the USA. So you got to
And we need them, right? I mean, just look at the amount of debt we're issuing right now, Stevie.
I know.
Okay,
we
have huge deficits. We need their foreign capital to buy our treasury bonds. Huge. 2 weeks ago, we floated $750 billion in treasury bonds in 1 week because we're spending on everything. Defense, rebuilding Puerto Rico. I mean, I could go, we're spending a lot of money, and our revenues are down because of the tax cut. So we need these countries to fund our deficits.
We just go through the emails and get Lending Club. They'll give you some. I mean, you get those offers all the time. So. All right, Jordan.
Not in the hundreds of billions.
I guess they're limited to 30,000 or whatever that is. Jordan, thank you.
Like that.
Always a pleasure. MoneyAnswers.com. Jordan Goodman, always a pleasure, my friend.
All right. Always glad to help, Stevie. Thank you.
841. Jordan Goodman. We'll see, right? I mean, I don't know. Cause and effect, we kind of think what's going on. But, again, they said when we said our economy is going to grow 3%, they said that is just despicable that you would give hope like that. Well, we've grown 3%. How many times in a row now? Mm-hmm. Barack Obama didn't get over 1.8. So our growth is happening. The jobs are – I mean, you can get a job right now. I mean, job numbers are exploding. Mm-hmm. And you can probably get a better job. You're at a point now they're hiring again. Mm-hmm. You can go get a good job right now. If you don't like what you're doing, go apply. You can get a job right now. So things are he's moving the ball on some things here. I don't know what the tariff ramification is. You'd sure think that if I'm, you know, European Union, I'm probably going to do something to us, but you don't also want to lose us. I think he's right. We do need them. We're kind of a global thingy. But China's the big offender, right? So you need to maybe say, okay, this is going to go in effect for China only. But I don't know. He must have a plan, and I don't know what it is. But I guess we're going to find out. If he imposes this this afternoon, which is what Jordan said he was going to do, we're going to see. I guess that's what happens. And then if it's really bad, then you have to come back and change it or something.
Well, when we had the steel company owner on earlier this week, he was saying, I don't know if we can handle the load.
No, right. No, I don't know. Okay. They're not ramped up to manufacture.
Exactly.
I think it's
if we're not getting it from outsourcing.
Well, maybe we ramp it back up and go slow. I don't know. 8:43.
I'm John Rector. I've lived my entire life in Champaign County, and I've served in leadership roles in many business and volunteer groups. My parents were role models for me on how to give back to our community. I'm proud to say that my three sons, like my wife and I, have also served. I'm running for Champaign County Clerk to lead one more organization. Like the last two clerks, I haven't worked in the office. And like the last two clerks, I have a vision for the office that serves the people. I want to enhance the integrity of our elections as Democrats in Springfield reduce accountability. I want to protect the privacy of your personal information from political campaign. More than anything, I want to engage new voters in elections. We've produced a number of videos to do just that. Find them at johnrector.com. Across the country, it seems like people are becoming disenchanted with government. As county clerk, I want to do what I've done with so many organizations. Reach new people with a positive message about how they can make a difference.
Paid for by Citizens for Rector.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. If you ask 100 people to finish this statement, sometimes you win. Most will finish it this way. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. We are used to either winning or losing, no in between. John Maxwell wrote a book titled Sometimes You Win, Sometimes You Learn. John encourages us to look at losing in a different way, as an opportunity for learning. We actually learn a lot more from losing than we learn from succeeding. We ought to simply adjust our outlook towards our failures by viewing them as gained experiences and opportunities for learning. The difference is subtle, but that adjustment will help us experience wonderful success. It's all perspective. Sometimes you win, sometimes you learn. Let the learning begin. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute. For more motivation, go to HabibHabib.com.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Have the roof your home deserves. For your next roofing project, why don't you go with Roof Doctors, a locally owned and family operated business for over 25 years. They use superior materials. They're a certified shingle contractor, so they can offer a 50-year non-prorated full system warranty, and they won't loan your work out to subcontractors. Hey, Roof Doctors has worked on my home, and the results are fantastic. But don't just take it from me. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, Roof Doctors has plenty of satisfied customers. Get a free quote at roofdoctorsco.com.
DP Dough is the original calzone company, and they cater all types and sizes of events. From office orders to private parties to entire visiting football teams, everyone will be sure to enjoy something different than the same old sandwiches or pizza. DP Dough also delivers to nearly all of Champaign, Urbana, and Savoy until late at night. So give them a call or order online when you're hungry and no one else is delivering. With over a million calzones served since opening in 2006, DP Dough is sure to satisfy and fill you up. DP Dough, the original calzone company.
When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster. Serve Pro at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077. On the web at Serve Pro of Champaign, like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
All right, here you go. ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines, Diane Ducey.
All right, well, what's trending is people asking, why are you switching the NCAA Tournament Selection Sunday format again? And there's getting some pushback about what will happen on CBS and Turner Sports as they announce alphabetically. And then apparently it's going to be grouped by auto bids and then at-large.
Automatic teams. Bids and at-large. Okay. Yeah, all right, whatever.
And then they're doing this live. So yeah. I guess they then go to see the reaction of the teams and then do their analysis.
Listen, for all of them, have a nice time. I'm watching golf, okay? I don't care because I'm not in it. Brett Barron said it's bad TV, and according to Brett, right. It's bad TV, it's bad TV.
And that's the main philosophy of this article, too.
Well, they can go watch them jumping around and hugging. Good for them. I don't care. I'm watching the Valspar Open. Tigers playing this week, and I don't care about basketball because I'm a bad sport.
Okay. Speaking of bad sports, we had the coach on, Turner, and we've been getting some pushback from, not necessarily pushback, but people chiming in about Turner and his past record things like that on our text
line. His basketball team's been very, very good, and you're going to hear more of it. Brett Behrens will host for Jeremy along with Austin. You're going to hear that clip again if you don't. We're talking about Blake Turner Said some really kind of in-your-face
stuff. Central was just saying, we're going to beat him next year. We're not, you know, we will not let this happen again. Mohammed Seymour, by the way, lost to Springfield Southeast, right. So the Bulldogs are out 59-45.
Check your weather coming up.
You know you need to do it, and you know you should do it at least twice a year. You owe it to yourself. I'm talking about a checkup at West Main Dental in Urbana. When was the last time you visited the dentist? If you can't remember or you're in need of a new dentistry team, West Main Dental is where you should go. Our team at West Main Dental is waiting to see you. Come in and be catered by a professional staff that includes Dr. Janet Bardell, a University of Illinois and Southern Illinois University graduate. West Main Dental offers the highest level of dental care in a warm and comforting environment. From a simple quick checkup to providing you with an at-home teeth whitening kit or orthodontic services, trust the professionals at West Main Dental. Visit West Main Dental in downtown Urbana on Main Street, online at westmaindental.com, or call 607-1292. Trust me, you won't be able to stop smiling with a set of healthy, sparkling white teeth thanks to the work of West Main Dental. West Main Dental, online at westmaindental.com or call 607-1292 to schedule an appointment today.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help clients plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
If you need your house painted this year, you need to contact Precision Painting. Chad Ebert and his team will paint your house so it lasts. Locally owned and operated, no job is too big or too small. And they have talented, experienced painters you can trust, and they don't job hop. Once they start on your house, they stay till it's done. Go to yprecision.com, check out their before and after pictures and references, and make sure you request an estimate because their summer will fill up fast. That's yprecision.com. All right, let's check your weather. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast around here. I mean, a couple of feet of snow out east. They got a million people out of power, and we really got sunshine.
I know it. High 36 expected. 22-hour low tonight. West-northwesterly winds at 20 miles per hour. We've got more clouds tomorrow with a high 42, low 26. Up to 47 Saturday, partly cloudy Sunday with a high 44. Currently 24, ESPN 93.5.
When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster. Serve Pro at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077. On the web at Serve Pro of Champaign. Like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Hey, Miss Johnson, what's this you got cooking here on the stove?
Now, Billy, I told you to stay out of that until supper time. You hear me?
But, Miss Johnson, it smells so good, and it's so cold out.
I know it smells good, Billy. It's because it's my famous stew with a great cut of meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room.
If you're looking for the best cuts of meat for stew, soups, or any dish that will keep you warm this winter, head to the U of I Meat Sales Room. The U of I Meat Sales Room on the corner of Maryland and Florida in Urbana.
Somebody said, what about the brackets?
Well, they just feel like it could be an hour where they just talk about the announcements and the brackets. And then the second hour should be more of the analysis and coach interviews and reaction from the teams and blah, blah, blah.
And then, how about this? If Illinois is in it, let's do 6 hours. If Illinois is out of it, let's just read it online. How about that?
Okay, thank you, Stevie.
Yeah.
That's a good sport.
This weekend just reminds me that I'm not in the thing.
And then there's a comment about steel and making bullets and guns and tanks and our military, and that's, you know.
Donald Trump said if you're a country that doesn't build steel, you're not a country. I mean, think about if we did go into, God forbid, some conflict. And we need steel, and we don't have that capability, we're hurting. We do need that capability, and if we can open that industry up, it'll certainly give our guys, but what you don't want to cause an effect, if you do these tariffs and we get retaliation, there's speculation you're going to lose this tens of thousands of jobs over in this sector, we'll lose tens of, you know, so there's, doesn't help if you grow jobs and you lose jobs. You want to grow jobs and not lose jobs. And again, We'll see. I don't know. Right. I don't know what's going to happen if you did that. I have no clue. I think the idea of we have steel workers again, union steel workers making a good wage, I'm in on that. I think we need our own steel, kind of like we need our own oil. I don't like being dependent on anybody.
Here, here.
We ought to be our own people and create these good, solid jobs again and build something we need like steel. I think we got to go do that. I'm all in on that, and I think there's a lot of workers in the world that would say, I'm in on that, too.
Because
mm-hmm. you can get good, solid money being a steel guy, man or woman. Okay, so Brett Behrens is coming in with Austin, Channel 3 sports anchor.
He's great.
They'll talk about this Blake Turner.
Yep.
When I heard it, I thought, you know, is wrestling coming to town?
Right.
Because it sounded like a wrestler.
And it's right after the game.
You got to have the teams that beat you, and that hasn't happened. Yeah, they're just another team on our schedule. Wow.
Easy. Happy to be wrapping up the week tomorrow.
Yep. Okay. We'll see you then.
Okay. Enjoy the day.
Thank you. And again, if you want Cubs Cardinals, we got that. May 5. Come on out. Tickets are being sold. Mm-hmm. It seems like on sunny days we sell more.
Yeah.
I think people get that
people
swing.
People get the excuse. I think I'll go by the mailbox and I'll swing by Stevie J broadcast.
Come on by. So take a cash, check, or charge.
Exactly.
Okay. And it's May 5th again. It's a Saturday. This is why the ticket sales have been brisk this early, because it's a Saturday and so many of you can go on a Saturday versus the Thursdays and Wednesdays we've gone in the past because you've got to work and kids in school. Now you got kids out of school on a Saturday, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. All right. Thank you.
All right, enjoy the day.
It's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J, ESPN 93.5. Meet again tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Have a great Thursday.
The Avett Brothers, September 27th, 7:30 p.m., State Farm Center in Champaign. True Sadness, available now. Tickets on sale Friday, March 9th at 10 a.m. at statefarmcenter.com. 866-ILINI-1 and the Illinois Ticket Office at State Farm Center. The Avett Brothers.
Heart feelings.
Presented by State Farm Center.
Check out the new BMW Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy. Today from the University of Illinois, it's Detective Becky Lauher, our Law Enforcement Official of the Month for March. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Better than an Academy Award, maybe.
Definitely,
yeah.
Yes.
Tell me your path. How does one go from where you were 26 years ago to where you are today?
Actually, I was in the Air Force, in law enforcement in the Air Force, prior to coming to the University of Illinois, and started in patrol, found an interest in wanting to do crime prevention, and that's where I'm at now. So.
Well, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
And thank you for what you do. You are retiring soon.
Yes, I am.
How does that feel?
It feels wonderful. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the retirement. My kids are graduating high school this year, so I look forward to being able to go to their different colleges and doing different things with them. Maybe going to a football game rather than working a football game, so that would be great.
It's a different experience when you work versus watch.
Yes, definitely.
You don't see any plays.
Not very much.
Becky Lauher, our Law Enforcement Official of the Month for March.
Are you frustrated with pain or previously tried physical therapy without success? The Mettler Center can help you, just like it's helped me recover from a shoulder injury. Mettler Center Physical Therapy has been transforming lives in the community for over 20 years. With their specialized manual therapy techniques, they have an over 98% satisfaction rating. Mettler Center takes pride in helping people get back to the things they love. Schedule a free 30-minute consultation today to discover if physical therapy is right for you. Visit them online, MettlerCenter.com.
It's another day. Bob returns after helping the Franklins.
Hey, Bob, how's it going?
I feel bad. Rooter guys lost another one.
Oh, let me guess. You did another no-clog guaranteed sewer replacement.
Yeah, I do feel good knowing we fixed their problem permanently for 40% less than conventional methods.
Got sewer problems at your home or business? Call Stevens Underground Solutions. We'll see what's going on and give you multiple options for a permanent solution. Stevens Underground Solutions, 202-3385. We'll get you flowing again.
Jenny had a dream of joining the National Bobsled Team.
routine. She worked out relentlessly and knew that if she just refused to give up, one day her dream would come true and she'd stand triumphantly up on the podium. But when her kids reminded her that she was 52 and she lived in Texas, and maybe she started dreaming this dream a little late in life, she gave up on not giving up. But then she heard how Geico could save her money on car insurance, so she switched and achieved that dream instead.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call us at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Daryl is hired with Indeed.
Nothing has been this simple, this easy, and this effective.
Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips.